The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Hey, what's happening? Hope you're well. My name is Ashley Jeffers and I help people get more of what they want. Last week, I told you a little story about understanding and prejudgments. If you missed it, go check that out. I'll leave a link in the description. This week, I just wanted to tell you that if you lend some money to your friend or to an acquaintance or an associate, make sure you get it in writing. If you purchase something or you agree to purchase something where you give the money first and you're getting the goods later, get whatever you agreed to buy in writing. The reason is because some people make mistakes. We're all human, right? And some people, believe it or not, would agree to something to get whatever it is that they want. And they may intentionally deceive you. They may not. But the fact is that you're not their priority. So if whatever you've agreed doesn't suit them, they're not necessarily going to follow through. And I had a situation myself this week where there was no malice. It was literally just people making mistakes. And I agreed to purchase something where I'd given the money beforehand. And when they had arrived, it wasn't what I had agreed to purchase. But the person that I was buying from, they thought that that was what I agreed to purchase, because they made a mistake. But because it was in writing, it was in black and white, it was clear that he'd made a mistake. And because of that, I'm not out of pocket. I can get my money back. There's no problems. But this sort of thing happens all the time. You lend money to your friends and they say they're going to pay you back by a certain date. That date comes and you have a run them down. They give you excuses, or they don't answer the phone, or you wait hoping that maybe they forgot and they're going to get back to me, and they never do. So protect yourself, get it in writing. In fact, I use a website / app called Panda Docs. It's free. You can use it for contracts, for getting signatures, similar to DocuSign, but you don't need to worry about having the free trial and then paying afterwards. It's free. I've been using it for quite some time, so go check that out. I don't get nothing from this. I might put a link in the description, but there's no referral fee or nothing for me. It's just to help you guys out. But yeah, enjoy the rest of your evening. Comment, like, and share. #Wednesdays.